nights, there wasn't much on the table. That never stopped us from giving God thanks. Mama and Daddy did the best that they could, always reminded us that God is good. We walked by faith, not by sight. Lived on love, knowing God would provide. We never stopped praising our Lord.
And we are back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique, and we are still in studio with Kirk and Joni.
Beauville.
And that was a great Christmas
you know,
tune.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I've actually come across your cute little face like twice. You were like, the first time you were like cooking something in a crock pot or something, you were stirring something. I'm like, I know that girl.
Yeah.
And then the other time, oh, it's your house thing. You guys did a little house thing.
That's
it was both
right.
of you guys. A little TV
yeah.
show
HGTV.
On
TV.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Those are my peeps.
Yes.
So what are some other fun things that you've done? And what have been some cool stuff or some things that, you know, meant a lot to you? Or
yeah, I've done. First of all, I just want to say, Monique and team, that I just feel so blessed, and I still can't believe that God has blessed me in such a way. You know, the scripture that says he will do more than we could ever even ask or think. I've never thought that a poor little girl from the deep South Mississippi, growing up pretty much in a shack with a big family, would ever even be able to do what I'm doing. And so I just want to give God the glory for that.
And you know what? That's why he's blessing you, you know, because you have a thankful heart.
You know,
and that makes such a difference.
I'm so grateful every day.
Awesome.
But I just love what I'm doing. And I've done spots for Walmart, Chrysler, HP.
Now, I want to hear about
Horizon.
Your Fruit of the Loom gig.
My Fruit of the Loom was like my favorite thing ever. And I didn't look at that as just a job. I looked at that as a responsibility.
Okay,
and what
tell
I mean
us.
By that is when I was hired to do that job, there were five of us girls. And I always say I was the biggest, the darkest, and the oldest. Not that I'm big, dark, or old, but
of the girls
in that,
that
spot.
Right.
I mean, I'm a size 8, but let's face it. By this industry's standard, you know, a 2 or a 4 is more like in what they're looking for in commercials, especially.
Yeah.
So when I did that spot, I took it on as a personal thing for me to say, hey, women out there who are watching this commercial on TV, you may not be a size 2 or 4, but you're perfect just
Amen.
The way our creator made you.
Represent.
So I felt like I was representing for those girls
you go.
Who may feel like they're too thin or too thick or too tall or too short or too not whatever your 2 is.
Yeah.
Just know that you are perfect because you're created in his image.
That's right.
And God don't make no mistakes.
That's right.
So if you're doing what God's called you to do.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at
He'll
all.
He'll use you.
He will use you just where you are, the way you are.
Can you both of you think of another way that God has allowed you to be salt and light kind of in this industry? Because it's just so, it's filled with gray areas. I'm going to be totally honest with you, where, you know, you wouldn't expect a Christian to be out there doing what you're doing. And maybe, you know, it's hard, but does God ever use you?
Yes. There are a couple of ways. One is, we were talking about earlier, how Kirk was used to minister some people at the Comedy Store. And you wouldn't think that that would be a place where a Christian could be used to minister to somebody at the Comedy Store right here on Sunset Boulevard. So Kirk had a great opportunity by just sharing music with somebody. And then another time on set, we just happened to be working on the same film. There was a woman there that who just didn't know what is a Christian, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you don't cuss and don't smoke? And she was serious.
Right.
So that was an opportunity to just talk and be a light.
Yeah.
So things like that happen more than we know, you know, more than we think.
Yeah. And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton, Rod, and Monique, and we are in studio with Kirk and Joni Beauville. And also, I'd like to know, how did people get a hold of you? Would you have websites? Obviously, both of you have your own website, and then you also have a music website as well. How can people find you online?
Okay, for us, on the music side, it'd be elmorecords.com.
How do you spell that?
E-L-M-O, like Tickle Me Elmo.
Got it.
But Joni's father, his name is Elmo Green.
Long before the little red furry guy.
So the label is named after Joni's father, Elmo. And then so it's elmorecords.com. And then we both have websites that you can follow what we do on the acting side. There's kirkbovill.com, KIRKBOVILL.com. And there's also joanibovill.com, JoanibovILL.com.
And, of course, you'll be on Connect, right?
Exactly.
Yes, just as soon as I can get my little fingers on the computer.
.net, of course.
Yeah, because for me the thing is for the listeners is that a lot of people will stop dreaming at certain ages.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be for different responsibilities. Maybe you become a father, maybe become a mother, or whatever it is that you feel like there's some stuff that you have to put on the shelf. And sometimes being a father, being a man, sometimes there's some stuff that you do put on the shelf because your responsibility becomes greater than just who you are, you know. And but I think the thing is with God, when he opens up doors, it was clear with Joni and myself starting later in life and what we do now is this, why not me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jesus raises up all kinds of people, and anybody that's ever read the Bible knows he raised up a ton of knuckleheads who later on became extremely famous.
Yeah,
and a lot of people who have never read the Bible, they probably don't realize that. If I said, you know, if you said, like, if somebody, maybe they know who Paul is, and maybe they know he wrote a bunch of the Bible, but a lot of guys might not know his backstory. And, you know, if Paul showed up at a church today, he probably wouldn't get in the door if it was the old Paul. It'd be seriously, it'd be like Charles Manson rolling up
like
in your church.
Yeah, that's like a murderer. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, so to me the whole thing was God just opens up all these possibilities. And I really feel that, for me, the prophetic thing was I always look at it as God opens up doors, and I think a lot of people are always afraid to walk through those doors.
Mm-hmm. Can I just point out an obvious thing? We've got two actors here that are married together. How does that work out? Like, are there like highs and lows and dry seasons and full seasons?
You get a gig. I get a gig.
Actually, it's kind of cool because we get to play off of each other.
Nice.
And let's just say that's been 16 years of marriage, by the way.
Woo!
Wow. Congratulations.
Awesome.
But 16. It's actually, you know, it's both. It has its pros and its cons.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest con is when we're both not booking something for a season.
Which is so normal.
Which is quite normal. But then there's the big upside, too, is when we're both booking, or if one of us is booking, you know, we know that it's all going in the same pot, and we can help each other, and we can critique each other, and we can support each other.
And I've always thought, you know, I don't know how people are in this industry and not be a Christian. Like,
I know,
a lot of times my faith is what gets me through. I'm like, Lord, you got to provide. Oh,
exactly.
God provided, you know?
Exactly.
I'm like, I actually just love being a Christian in this industry because it's that peace that passes all understanding.
Amen to that, sister.
Yeah, because you know, for us, it truly is. It's just a team Bovill effort.
Nice.
You know, because for us, it's just Joni and myself, and then it's like if one wins, the other one wins, and, and we truly.
Do you guys get a lot of hang time? Good hang out, a lot of chill time together?
All the time.
Good.
Well, you know, it's amazing because the difference between Joni and our right now in our marriage and a lot of other marriages is that we work in the same industry. We are around each other 24/7 unless someone's in an audition because we have a home office.
Working.
We're writing on scripts. Yeah. We're like arm's length apart from each other, so you better get along. Because
play nice.
It's not like you know, a job where maybe you go somewhere for 10 hours, you come home and you see your spouse. We see each other all the time.
Yeah, so when we're not working,
you better love each other, right?
Yeah.
It'd be a long day if you didn't.
Exactly.
You know, what seems so neat to me, of course, we're getting to meet Kirk and Joni here in the studio, but they're just so real and accessible, you know?
Yeah.
And if you see Kirk's picture, he plays a tough guy a lot of times.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think he's accessible. You might not even think he's the Christian in the room.
Right.
And here are these real people. And so maybe you guys can just talk about that, being real people out in the industry.
Well, to us, how you see us right now is how we are all the time. And how Joni is, Joni goes to bed smiling, and Joni wakes up smiling.
I choose joy.
So she's not a drama queen out here that has these extreme highs. Neither one of us have those extreme highs and lows. I mean, everybody has challenges in life, but I mean, Joni has a whole ministry in writing about choosing joy.
Wow.
And so, and she truly does. I mean, and so I was always envious because when she hits the pillow at night, she's smiling, and she can sleep, and I'll be like worrying about stuff. And
wonder you've been married 16 years.
Exactly.
If you can go to bed like that every night,
okay,
that's okay.
I have to pause on that. I love that phrase, I choose joy, because it is
yes,
a choice.
It is.
We can go, I'm going to be sorry for myself, I'm going to be a grumpy pants, or you can go, you know what? I'm going to be thankful and all things give thanks, and I'm going to choose joy, and way to go, Joan.
Exactly. Thank you.
Wow. You know, we are in studio, and we've been so blessed to be able to have artists of all types in here. Now we have two actors that are doing it. I mean, if you look at Kirk or Joni's resumes, you'd be able to see that some of the films or television shows or commercial spots mm-hmm. that you've seen on air, both of them are SAG and AFTRA, and you name it, as far as that goes, they've done it. But every single week here at Worship Factory, we are so blessed to be able to have talent on that is out there being the salt and light, and also at the same time being their creative self that God has created them to be, which is just the most amazing thing to me. It's
and just know that we're going to be praying for you guys. And for those listening, be praying for the Beauvilles. Be praying for those people who are out there in this industry, because we need help. We're not
yes.
perfect, and we do want to be that salt and light. So
thank
keep
you.
Us in your prayers.
Thank you so much.
Continue to pray for us, too, here at Worship Factory. We could use your help as well as far as that goes. Keep us in prayer. God has put us to this mission. And every day we just continue to seek his will in our life. And we just thank you for listening. We're going to be right
Merry
back with
Christmas.
Our Exposed segment right here on Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Christmas. She said, walk by.